Let's finish up our discussion of toldos and then talk a little bit about tuma. Just start already moving. Now we're going to start getting after this into, you know, straight bava kamma. So just let's get through the after the tuma stuff. Let's talk about again. We have to talk about toldos and especially the characteristic of the avos of the zikin. So let's go through the shaka vitaria. We'll break it down further, but just get through the shaka vitaria through gimel amid beis at least to begin with. At the two dots, until we get to Mabba. We talked a little bit about Mabba. We'll talk more about it. But let's just break it up, you know, like they break it up. Go through the Gemara, Shitosis, Rambam, and all. But again, we still have to discuss the Rashi, the Rush, the Rambam, the Riff, the Grizz. But again, just in terms of the Shaka Vitaria, let's start moving quickly through it. Base on base to Gimel and base. And, you know, pay very close attention, obviously, to the how the Gemara is describing the Makoros, how the Gemara is describing the different avos, what are their characteristics, are all these characteristics separate, or are they the same, does they overlap, are they all, even if they are separate, you know, do they all accomplish the same goal, let's say, you know, specifically something like in Karen, Kabanos Alahazik, Mishuna, that's the same, it's different, it's two, you know, it's one contributing to the other. If it is two, you know, are they two requirements? Are they two different types of requirements? Things of that sort. The same thing with the others, this is more obvious. And Karen, Shane, Regel, obviously. So again, these are all connected, and it's all connected very much to the second parak and other things. So we'll have to, you know, it'll be, you know... we'll have to, you know, kind of expand our database as we're moving along. But again, you know, pay close attention. Habaminas, you know, Karen Mechubar, Karen Talush, you know, all the different issues that come up. Freezing the Habaminas also is very helpful, even if they're Nidcha Lamaskan, as we know, because sometimes they just put their finger on things in a more extreme way. So... let's, you know, after, you know, the initial just mapping out a little bit broadly, toldos and avos, kiyotze bahen, that's, you know, we're going to get into the meat of the issues of the Zika. But before we do that, we just have to finish up a little bit of avos and toldos and Shabbos, which we've invested in and we want to finish up. And also just to talk more briefly, but, you know, a little bit at least, about... some of the issues that come up in Tuma V'Tahara in terms of Avos and Toldos, and then we'll talk about Nezikin. Okay, so what we have left to do, I think we were in the middle of finishing the issues of Avos and Toldos and Shabbos. Certainly we have demonstrated that it's a very massive topic, that it's connected to a lot of other things in Hilchos Shabbos, and that, you know, it is both a paradigm for avos and toldos generally, as well as being very, sui generis, being very, you know, singularly focused on Shabbos. And even when we talk about Yom Tov and Yom Kippur, you know, which obviously are outgrowth of Isur Malacha on Shabbos, even there are room for distinctions, as we've already seen. And some of these distinctions are relevant even to how we define avos and toldos. We'll see in a moment, and I'll remind you in a moment, avos and toldos, and again, the underlying principles behind avos and toldos, which are the role and the relationship between the tzura of the malacha, I mean the maisa itself, especially the av tipus, the paradigm case, and the broader tachlis ha-malacha, namely, what is... happening, what is the effect of this malacha, you know, and whether we care about that. Okay, so that's just, you know, what we have been doing. So just to complete the issues that we've been discussing, I think the last one that we were discussing was the impact of melechas machsheves, right, on avos and toldos. I think specifically we're talking about two things. Number one, not melechas machsheves, but if there are rules that apply to the av, do they apply, you know, equally, you know, to the tolda? that was the sugya of Ein Disha Ela Begidulei Karka, and the difficulty in the Rambam, famous difficulty in the Rambam, Parakas of the Shabbos Halakha Zayin, where the Rambam starts off and formulates Ein Disha Ela Begidulei Karka, and then from there he transitions into expansion of what is told at the Disha, and includes, according to the Rambam, and this is controversial, this is debated in the Rishonim, Mefarek, Cholev, right, Chovel, right, these are all cases, according to the Rambam, that come under the rubric of Dash, even though on the surface they are not Gidulei Karka. So as we noted, the Mefarshim basically take two perspectives, right? One is that to expand what we mean by Gidulei Karka, right? And the question is, is Gidulei Karka anything but Dagim? Is it, what is it exactly? What's Gidulei? Things that grow on the ground? Things that are attached to the ground? Well, what are we talking about when we talk about Gidulei Karka? And of course, that is part of a much larger issue that comes up again and again. I'd just like to point out that, again, there are, we'll discuss this later on in the first parak of Bava Kamma, because it comes up when we talk about Eved and other things. There are karka sometimes is a category that relates to stature. And in those cases, an expanded notion of karka is possible. Other times, karka is something very pragmatic, that is the equivalent of mechubar. And we had this already in our Hakdama when we talked about the relationship between Nezek and Gezel. So one of the examples that we were bringing was the issue of Avadim, right? Avadim Nigzalim. And the discussion of the Raivid in Perek Tes of Gzela Halakha Aleph, and also Reb Chaim's discussion about it, right? Of Karka in Nigzalas, what does that mean? Because normally say Avadim Hukshu LeKarkos. The point is that you'll say Avadim, and yet the Raivid holds that Yesh, Yeush b'avadim, even though avadim einam nigzalim, and avadim pukshim the karkos. So again, the main point that we were zeroing in on was that avadim are mobile, they're stealable, right? They're evadable, right? You can, an aveda can be, an eved can be avud, an eved that's avud, right? That's a nice ring to it, nice alliteration. Karka can never be avud. Karka can be conquered. It can be made inaccessible, but we always karka le'olam amadas. We know where it is. Eved is not le'olam amadas, right? It's mortal. You can destroy eved and you can hide an eved. You can't do that to karka. So there are certain dinim. The way the Rav used to like to say it, in the name of his father, was that again, it'll come later in this parak, is that there are two categories that overlap each other. One is mechubar and talush, and the other one is karka and metaltalin. The chubar and talush often refers to, again, the physical aspect of karka. And karka and metaltalin sometimes refers to the status or the formal aspect. So, for example, what is the din, about, again, we had it last year also, we talked about, we'll have it again this year, shibudim, like, karka are mishabed, but are avadim mishabed, right? Gove, shibudim and avadim. That's the sugin balbasa da kuf chates. And again, smichus das, the reliance upon avadim, is not comparable to reliance upon karka, because it's, they're mortal and they can be hidden, as we just discussed. And that's also why they're avudim and they're subject to yeish, according to the right. So they, this is the question. Dinim that we know of that apply to karka, do they apply, to things like avadim as well? Sometimes you can have mechubar, which isn't karka, and sometimes you can have karka, that isn't mechubar. Karka that isn't mechubar is eved. And mechubar that isn't karka, for example, is a sugya which we didn't get to last year. Anavim ha'omdos libatzer. Right? There's a discussion in the Gemara about that. The Rimigash and the Rambam, the Rimigash and Shavuos, the Rambam, make distinctions. When do we say anavim ha'omdos libatzer is kibatzer? When yes and when not? They make all sorts of different shomer, difference between onah, you know, gviya menachas and shabbat. They have all these kind of issues. So again, I don't want to get deeply involved. Atzitz nakov, atzitz shena nakov. Right? Another. There are a whole bunch of these satellite cases. What does tuma depend on? What does truma depend on? What does shibudin depend on? What does gezel depend on? You know, which aspect of gezel, and so on and so forth. So similarly, when we talk about the question of gidule karka, what are we talking about? In dishel of gidule karka, right? Are we talking about? It's part of this broader topic. Are we talking about things that have a shame karka, right? Or are we talking about things that are mechubala karka? That's part of the discussion. So that's one approach to the Rambam. That's not what we're interested in. The other approach is the Rambam, right, who said that we distinguish between the Av and the Tolda. And that, of course, is very mechudash. It obviously means that ain't disha lebi gidule karka, the tsura somehow of disha requires gidule karka. It also assumes that, you know, bechlal, every Av is not the Tolda. That's not so posher, right? In other words, it's assuming that the Av is a victim of its own added stature and its own, you know, definition. Therefore, you can have, you know, theoretically, a din like in Disha, Lebigidule Karka, you know, that, so again, if that's with the stature in particular, it's very mechudash, because then you pretty much have to basically say that, and even if not, I'll explain in a moment, that every Av, you know, is assessed as an Av. This we didn't discuss fully last time, although I was alluding to it. And it's not like every Av is also Bechlal, you know, its own, you know, its own Tolda. So don't be Mechayiv him for Disha, be Mechayiv him for, you know, the Tachlis of Disha. Apparently you can't do that. Now, there can be one of two reasons why you can't do that. And that's just what I want to bring out, which is relevant to our discussion. One is that even a Tolda, you know, has to be connected to a Tzura. Just that the Tzura of the Tolda is not in any way in conflict with Ein Disha LeBigidule Karka. Whereas, you know, the Tzura of the Av is something about Disha which is defined by Gidule Karka. So if I say every Tolda hooks up with and is redefined as, you know, something that is hyphenated with or connected with a Tzura, right, so then, you know, that will explain it. There's no such thing as an Av Melach on Shabbos where we ignore the Tzura. And from that point of view, it's not really accurate to say, well, why don't you just say that the Av, you know, it should be Chayiv, but Torah, it's Tolda. Because the answer is, you know, if the Tolda was Midin, Tachlis, alone, then that would be a good kind of. But if there's no such thing in Shabbos as a Melacha without a Tzura, you know, either because of chashibos or whatever it is, or the, you know, how you, the genesis of Tolda doesn't, you know, allow for whatever it is. So then the point is that you have this, you know, this Tzura and that Tachlis are compromised by Indisha Bigdule Karka, and the other one isn't. Then there's no such thing as, you can't say, you know, let the Tolda ask, there's no such thing as the Tolda aspect of it. However, if you do think that a Tolda is just the Tachlis without the Tzura, and there may be good reason to think that for the Rambam in particular, given, you know, Me'in Hav, unless you just think it's an inferior Tzura, and all the other elements in the Rambam in Shkogos and Shabbos and so on. So then what you kind of need to say is something more Mechudash. Because there the question of, so let Bichayev B'toras, you know, a Tolda of itself. You know, why not say that, right? So I think that the answer is that to the extent that the Av, you know, generates toldos, right? It just, you know, it's defined, its chashivos is still defined by being an Av. So it's not true that Bechlal, you know, Kol Av, you know, is the Toldo Shabbat. It's not true of the original Av. It's a victim on a chashivos or other level of what it is. And the fact that it is the source rather than simply the common denominator to its you know, its offspring, is what, you know, what forces us to assess it in that way. That's every av is only an av, or every av is still held hostage to the chashivos of its tzura, and you don't say bakalau. Anyway, that's a critical idea. The second example of, or parallel example of this, was the question of the Kapos Tmarim's reading of Rashi in Sukkah. Again, Rashi in Sukkah has the view, we're running towards the end, that maybe the reason that Chai Shinan, Shemi Avirenu, Dalet Amos, Bishus HaRabim, and not, you know, when it comes to Megillah and Shofar, you know, and Lulav, is because the problem of Melechas Machshavas. You know, that when it comes to Hotzom, Rishus L'Rishus, you know, what will often happen is that you pick it up, you know, with the purpose of moving it around within the Rishus, and then you change your mind. You know, but since the Akira was Almanas Heter, right, so that's Melechas, that's a Ptur Melechas Machshavas. So Bali Tosas asks, so what's the difference? The same thing, Huadin, exactly, the same exact thing happens in Rishus HaRabim, Dalanom Rishus HaRabim. You do an Akira, let's say you think that you're only going to go three Amos, or one Amo, or four Amos minus, you know, some Mashu, you know, which is not Osir Minat Torah. And in the end of the day, you know, you change your mind and you move beyond that. So again, the practical answer is, you know, it's much more likely, you know, if you have a, you know, a home, and it's a big home, and you pick something up, you know, the likelihood that you originally think you're going to stay in your Rishus and then change your mind is much greater than if you're in Rishus HaRabim and you pick it up and then, you know, you're originally thinking of going less than Dalet Amos and then you change your mind. You know, it's just less likely to happen. It's less likely to happen, you know, and or it's less likely that you'll be reminded, you know, in the process. There are practical answers, and that's what many Achronim say. But the Kapos Tamarim says something sensational, and that is that this tour of Melechas Machshavas doesn't apply to Arba Amos Brishus HaRabim, by which it certainly means that he holds that Dalet Amos Brishus HaRabim is separate from Halacha Gemirila, is separate from not just an example of Oker in Meniach Mershus L'Rishus, which, as I mentioned, is the view of some Rishonim and Ramban and Balamor explicitly. I believe the Rambam disagrees. It's a massive argument about how we understand the relationship between Havar and Rishus L'Rishus and Dalet Amos. But that's the assumption. And the second assumption is that it's a kind of a, you know, that, you know, the difference between Av and a Tolda. The question is whether Dalet Amos and Rishus L'Rishus is a Tolda, or it's an equal Av, or it's Halacha L'Mosh, Halacha Gemirila, some other status. That's also part of the discussion. But okay. But that's, again, another great example where the you know, the Ptur of Melechas Machshavas somehow is limited to the Av and not to the Tolda. Okay. Another example of this, but maybe for a totally, totally different reason, we'll discuss in a second, is the way that some people read, and that's what I want to discuss briefly, the Ran. The Ran in the end of Shimon Shratz. Yeah.
Just on the previous point.
Yeah.
The Kabbalah Tamar himself never once uses the language of Avatolda, but I'm slightly unclear if it's in Brad or just the only language he uses is Hayah B'Mishnah versus the low seat of the Hedyan Lo Hayah B'Mishnah. I mean, he usually uses Ella Gemara and Mirla.
Right. That's why I was kind of trying to be careful in what I just said. But if the point is B'Mishkan or Shalom B'Mishkan, then that applies certainly to Avos and Toldos. In a way, it's more Mechudash what he says about the Dalet Amos Brishus HaRabim than about Toldos. I mean, I guess more or less. In other words, Halacha L'Mosh, Halacha Gemiri La, you know, again, if the criterion is Masha Hoya B'Mishkan, Masha Loya B'Mishkan,
you know, then, for Notan and Zerer or something like that.
Unless you think that they're just totally... they ain't, and therefore they're totally identical. Now, is it the fact of being in the Mishkan or the fact of having the same stature as something that was in the Mishkan? It is a little unclear. I'm glad you mentioned it. That's kind of why I was being careful in the way that I said it. If somebody asked me, like, objectively, what do you think is a better candidate for this sensational Kiddush? You know, is it Hachnasa Dalad Abbas Bershus Arabim, like, or Tolda. Okay. I would say definitely not Akhnasa. That would be much bigger Chiddush, I think. But in the Dalad Abbas Bershus Arabim versus Tolda, I could see it going either way based on exactly the issue that we've been discussing. Now, if Dalad Abbas Bershus Arabim is the Tolda, which is the debate. And that is because, on the one hand, the Tolda is closer to an Av and gets its power from the Av. Whereas Halacha Gemiri may be something, totally different. And on the other hand, it's also more clearly in the hierarchy inferior, a Tolda to an Av, according to a certain perspective. So you're right, he doesn't say it exactly. It's unbelievable anyway, whether it's, Kol Shekain equal or less to a Tolda, that I'm not 100% sure. But either way, I think if the Mishkan factor is the factor, then it's probably the same. Okay. Anyways, yeah. So I want to talk about the Ran in Shabbos, in Kuf Yud Aleph, Omud Beis. Alex, you saw it?
Yeah.
So there's a whole background here, and we need to talk about it for a couple of minutes. What does the Ran say, and what's the background to it a little bit?
So he's talking about the Gemara discusses what would happen if you Mr. Chayin in his Isa, you stuck some sort of cloth in a barrel, so automatically it'll cause Tzvita.
Correct.
So it's discussing Melacha Shein Tzvicha Legufa.
Correct. Why is that Melacha Shein Tzvicha Legufa? Does it depend on, it should be Patra Velasar? It sounds like it might be Mutter, right? Misuchraisa dinazaisa, and the question is, why is it mutter? It should be a violation of Malacha Shein Tzvicha Legufa. That's the issue that the Rishonim discuss, correct? On Kuf Yud Aleph. So most of them connected up with what big, broader problem that we're not going to get into right now, except for just very, very obliquely. What massive topic? Of Lashon Tzvicha Legufa is pretty massive, but a connected topic. What?
Segregation.
Right? So some people say, the whole discussion in the Ran, previous to the last paragraph, right, which we're going to get to in just a second, is Segregation de lo nichale, whether it's Pater or Mutter. Again, this isn't Shabbos here, so we're going to go soft on that for the moment, but, we can't not mention it because that's the background. So, the famous view of the Aruch is that it's up there? Oh, that's not really looking. Psikresha de lo nichale is, Alex? Mutter. And therefore, that's how many of the one of the rayas that psikresha de lo nichale should be mutter, that's the view of the Aruch, comes from Hai Mesuchraya de Nezais, from this exact case, because it should be that there is schita, and even though it's shalo letzorech, right, because he's not interested in the liquid. Nonetheless, that should have been a malach shein tzvicha legufa, which would make you chayiv. And the fact that should make you patra v'lasur, for the Rama, maybe it should make you chayiv, but should make you patra v'lasur, and the fact that it seems to be mutter is a raya for the Aruch, the psikrei shel onichale is mutter. But, according to the Rishonim, the majority of whom do not accept the view of the Aruch, so they need to struggle with that Gemara as well as many other Gemaras, that seemed to be mutter and should have been patra avalasar. So the Ran, in the end of that piece, right, you have it? The language? Mm-hmm. Explains why he thinks that it's not such a right. What page is it in the Dapir Chafon Beis and Dapir Rif? That sound right? No, this can't be right. Mem Aleph?
Yeah.
Okay. So the last piece in the parak, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Lefikach, go ahead.
ולפיכך, כיוון שדחינו ראיות הללו, אפשר לפרש הך מסוכרי דנזייסה, שהיא ברזה שבדופן החובס, אלא שעדיין קשה לפי ששחית זו אינה אב מלאכה, אלא תולדה היא. כאין מפרק שהוא תולדה דדש. ובוודאי לא דמי לדש, אלא היכה שהוא צריך למשקה, שהוא נסחד ממנה. דהיכה שאינו צריך לו, לא דמי לדש כלל. והמה מחייב? Havel like kesochet
kvashin like kavush.
Yeah, kvashin. I'm reading the commentary. Kavis de legufa mutter.
Right. Oh, the meman is asur and legufan. If you're doing it for the sake of the thing itself, right? Then it's right. The chitema.
Harimatinu Isr Schita Afal P Shainu Tsarch Lamashkin and Ischafin Damrin Lukaman Berkiluk Sharim Labrizmanim Dimisvasin Mane Bimaya Vasili de Schita.
Another one. So the answer is that's Rabbeinu Tam, that there are two types of Schita. There's Malabain and there is Dosh. But the Dosh one, keep going. The skip
to the Parish Rabbeinu Tam Zal, the Trey Gavne Schita Ninu, Chad told him Dimlav
Chad told the Dosh. Right. Vahu Dahava told the Dosh, go for the three lines from the bottom there, or four. Isnayu Bakula Mashkim, even in Yayin and Shemen and those kind of things, even if it doesn't whiten. Ubavad, She Tsarach Lamashkin on Ischatin, Dumi the Dosh. Ach Misukraya, Mishum Schita the Malabain, right? Aimba. Right? So what is it? It's only the Schita told the Dosh. But that also Leka, Sharein and Tsarach Lamashkin on Ischatin Mimenu. Kim Jakena, my Asur Laduka. The answer is it's only, in this case, would only be Asur Midraban, because it looks a little like Schita. You confuse it with Schita. Fine. So what is the what's so sensational about this Ran? Maybe sensational about the Ran?
That
the question is, does he mean it? But what does it seem like he says? Or the Achronim made a huge thing of this Ran. And there's a debate whether or not they were right about it or not. I'm going to discuss it, you know, assuming it's right. But first, we have to just, you know, be honest and register that, you know, the controversy. What does it seem like the Ran says? I mean, he definitely says one thing that's clear, and then the question is about the way that he formulates it. You know, whether you know, the first thing, the basic thing that he says, other people say. I'm speaking very, like, you know, because I don't want to give it away. I want to steal Alex's punchline.
It's dependent when it comes to dash, it's dependent on whether you need the.
Oh, does he say that?
I think so. He
at minimum says that schita, right, shelo letzorech hamashkin, right, is not schita at all. Correct? The question in the Ran is, does he mean that it's a toldav dosh and that's the din in dosh? Namely, dosh, shelo letzorech hamashkin, or lo letzorech davar hanidash, right, is not considered dosh. Does he mean that? Or does he? Or should you emphasize in the Ran, as some achronim did, what? Which word? I mean, why is this relevant to us? We're not learning Dosh. Told. What? Tolda, exactly. He starts off by saying, Sheshchita zu eina av malacha, ela tolda hi. Kein mefarek shu tolda de dosh. Ubevade la dami le dosh, ela hechashu tzarech lamashke. Shu niskat mimeno. Hechashenon tzarech lo la dami le dosh klal. Vamay mechayim, havelek asoche, and so on. Oh. So, the question is, does he mean that Disha Shalola Tzarech Mashke is not Disha, or does he mean that a Tolda of Dosh, which is Shalola Shei Mashke, right, which is the Ikar Tachlis of Disha, is not a Tolda? Right. So the same formulation that we find in the Ran about Disha more explicitly, we find in the Ramban and the Rajba on Kufir Aleph and Beis and Shabbos. You know, and again in Ksuvis, Tavav Amud Aleph. We even find it in the Bali Tosis, in Shabbos. Did I bring Shabbos? I brought so many books, right? One of them. Oh, yeah, even Shabbos. Okay. If you look at Tosis and Shabbos on Ayin Gimel and Beis, we'll discuss this in just a second. Tosis and Shabbos on Ayin Gimel and Beis. Right? Tosis says, very important also, which we'll get back to anyway. Remember Zomer, right? Betzarech le'etzim. So the Gemara says Zomer betzarech le'etzim is chayiv shtayim. Achas mishum zoreya, or whatever, teya, whatever it is. Right? V'achas mishum kotzer. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says like this. Zomer betzarech le'etzim chayiv shtayim. Achas mishum kotzer, achas mishum no teya. So Tosis there says, Nira, you have it?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Alex, go ahead.
Nira de Afili of Yehuda, the Mechayim Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa, Bo'inan Tzarech Le'etzim, Delo Mikri Be'etzim Kotzar Ela Binyin Zeh, Midi Dehave Akorei Almanas Litfor, Umuchik Almanas Lechtov, Ugedam Rav Yochanan Lekam Parak Chavis, Echad Kvashim Echad Shlakos, Sheschatan Legufan Mutter, Lemeyen Chayav, Chayav Chatas, Bemai Shari Legufan, Lehavik Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa.
So this is a very critical Tosas, very famous Tosas. Tosas says that when it comes to Eitzim, right, if you are Kotzer, Shalom Menas, you know, Letzorech HaEitzim, it's not called Kotzer. Okay, because the nature of what Zomer is, maybe because it shares, is it because it shares with Zareya, and therefore it's, you know, you need the tzorech to establish, or is it just because that's not a typical kotzer? Typical kotzer is when you, you know, there's like a natural place, you know, to uproot the thing. Whereas here, you know, you have a, you know, a piece of wood. So if it's not for the tzorech, then you know what makes that really oker dover migidulo? It's not, you know, if it was really oker dover migidulo, you'd do it for the bottom. Or some other discrete part, but if it's Torah Chetzim, or whatever it is, it's not, again, we're not learning Shabbos now, but just seems for a couple of days like we are, but, you know, we're finishing that today. So, basically, that's a fascinating Tosas. The Tosas says, don't think this Gemara is Aliba, right, de Rabbi Shimon, Hoz Melach Shem Tzricha Gufa, is Pator, it's even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because the Shem Melacha of all kotzer requires tzorech eitzim, maybe, or more likely, for zomer in eitzim to be kotzer, right? Either because of the other aspect of the zomer or because of the nature of eitzim that I just said, right? So the tachle, the tzorech eitzim, is part of what defines the, it's not a din in tzorech, you know, tzorech legufo or ein tzorech legufo, it's part of the hagdara, the shem malach. So what's the raya? First of all, it's a fascinating, you know, notion, which, as I'll see just very quickly, is very, you know, critical to understanding quite a few sugyas and Shabbos and Rishonim. But okay. So then, midi dahava korea almanas litfor mochek. What's the din of korea almanas litfor mochek almanas lichto? What's that? The problem of? The Takin versus Makalkel. So what's it got to do with Melachshen and Tzrichal Gufa? What?
It's a good question.
It is a good question. The answer is the common denominator. The Mishnah says in Kal Gadol, you know, it mentions that this is what Rishonim point out. How come certain things say, like it says Mochek Almanas Lichto, and it says Korei Almanas Litvar, but how come it doesn't say you know some of the other ones? You know, Melachshen Tzrichal Gufa or Mekalkel and Betake, right? So there are different answers that Rishonim give to that question. Some is Inochanami Bat, and what Tosas here is saying is no, because sometimes Mekalkel and Betakein are factors. They're a tour of Melachas Machshevas, and other times the Hagdara, the Shem Melacha itself, right? That it's maybe Mochek isn't Mochek. Mochek is Tchilas Ksiva. Or Soser isn't Soser, maybe it's Tchilas Binyan. So the issue isn't only Kilkel and Tikkun, and what Tosas is saying here is there are things that are Tzricha Legufa as a requirement, and there are things where if it isn't Tzarech Legufa, then the Shem Malacha is absent. So Tosas is actually mixing and matching, but in a good way, by saying this isn't the Din of Malach Shem and Tzricha Legufa per se. Certain Shemos Malacha, right? The requirements of Malachas Machsheves aren't really only about Malachas Machsheves. In some cases, it integrates into the very Shem Malacha itself. That's the answer. So what's the third example? Disha Letzorech. Correct? If you look at Tosas, as I say, if you look at the Ramban and the Rajbad, Kufin Aleph, and in Ksubis, and if you look at Tosas in Ksubis, on Vav Amud Aleph, you find the same. Again, that's another big discussion about the Aruch. The details of the Aruch are not for now. Right? If the nischat is holech le'ibod, it's not also mishum b'farek. Afal pi, the hava psik resha. Then Tosa says, v'chein pirish ba'aruch, the kol psik resha delo nicha shari. But Rebbe Tam didn't holech the aruch. Rebbe Tam seemed to have subscribed to the view that mefarek, when you're not interested in the substance, is going to be mutter, right? But he doesn't hold like the aruch generally. Bali tells his whole that you know psik reishal nichale is patra v'lasa. So there are different ways to explain this. So the in the side of the thing here it says avagav the brackets on the side avagav the malach shein tzricha legufa asur Rab Shimon heched lo nicha klal shori tfei. Ken kasav anuska b'tshuvas re'ein. Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi. Where he read this tosis was there's something called Mokshen Tzricha L'Gufa and Mokshen Tzricha L'Gufa Klal. Okay, but the pashtus is it's really based on what Tosis says later on when Tosis is docha the aruch and where he says avoksas kasha ipsik reishon onicha asar amai kamarav b'perik chavis by kvashim shesachta l'gufan potter umutter. They're struggling hard. Rabbi Tam probably held, like, either way, Tosas on Ein Gimel and Beis gives you the answer, and that is that when it comes to Dash, right, the Tzorech isn't a din in Tzricha Legufa. It's a din in the shame Malacha. Okay, this is the background. So what is the point of the Ran, when he says it, there are two ways to read the Ran. One is, you know, the way the unsensational way to read the Ran is that he's just saying the same idea. What Tosa says on Ein Gimel Amid Beis, what Rishonim say in Ksubas and then Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. Namely, that Disha requires Sorech, otherwise it's not a shame Disha. As I'm saying, Disha isn't the separation. Dipa is the extraction. An extraction has a connotation of use. We'll see more in a second. Oh. So that idea is, so basically he's saying, listen, Sochet is a told of Dash, and therefore it's judged by Dash, right? And by definition, you know, any Dash isn't an Eretzri Chalagufa problem. You know, it's a you know, it's a bigger Shem Malacha problem. But since the Ran, right, the, you know, doesn't say it exact here, at least, by Dash, he says it by Schita, and a few times he emphasizes that Schita is a Tolda, the other way to read this Ran, the way that some Achronim read it, which is already makes it important, even if you think it's wrong in the Ran, frankly, the fact that some Achronim thought that this was possible is still a fascinating, you know, perspective. And that is what they read was, Disha Shalola Tzorech is a problem of Malach Shem Tzricha L'Gufa. But a Tolda, which is Shalola Tzorech, is not in Tzricha L'Gufa. Okay, the truth is, even if you read it that way, let me add, one could have said, okay, that's the way to read the Ran, but that doesn't mean it's a klal about all toldos. Maybe it's about tolda the dash. Maybe the role, we could say something in between what we normally say, which is that dash normally, just Tosas Ein Gimel Amid Beis, and some of the Chachmei Sfarad think that dash, you know, Shem Malacha is about extraction for the purpose of usage. We don't go that far, but we do in terms of, you know, the dash itself. But certainly, if you want to told, if you're trying to figure out the shame tolda, you know, of dash, for tolda the dash, you need that at least, because the, you don't have the tzura, all you have is the tachlis, and therefore, or the tachlis, you know, connecting to a new tzura, but because of the tachlis, and therefore you need that part to be more pronounced. Maybe it isn't pronounced enough, you know, to completely, you know, negate Malaksha and Tzricha L'Gufa, per se, in Dash, but it's enough of an aspect that, that it's Magdir told. Then he wouldn't say it in all Toldos. But there were Achronim who read this Ran as saying more than that. They understood that a tolda of any av needs to be tzricha l'gufa. And if it's ain't tzricha l'gufa, then it never qualifies. It's not a din in dash or mafarek, told in the dash. It's a din in toldos. Again, you could say that it's certainly not mokor in the rabbi. But some of them read it this way. Oh. So, for example, the Totsoas Chaim, Rabbi Menachem Zemba, wrote a very, Zera Avraham, but the famous work Totsoas Chaim on Adyani Hotsa, very sharp, very probing work. So he asks a very simple question, very famous question that all the Achronim dealt with. If the Ran really meant that toldos require tzricha legufa, so when the Gemara asks in the beginning of Bava Kama, right, and again in Azorek, ma bein avla tolda, especially when they're pressured, let's say, for Rabbi Eliezer to distinguish between av and tolda, why don't they say a nafkamina will be v'lav shein tzricha legufa? Again, you could say, if you don't think the Ran said it, then obviously there's no basis. But those who thought he said it were bothered by this question. So the Rav thought that even if all that was correct, I'm not sure what he thought about the rest of it, but I'm not sure if he was Makabo the Ran or he wasn't Makabo that the Ran said. I don't remember that. But I do know that he said this, and that is, the reason, let's assume for a moment that all this is correct, that the question is based on an authentic reading, or there is such a shita that toldos required tzricha leguf. So the Rav thought, this is the sharp answer, that b'chol ofen, it's not missing in the Gemara in Bava Kama or in Azorek, because the Gemara are looking for nafkamina. Ah. And what this is based on, if it's true, not based on a nafkamina, it's based on a hagdara. That's what we're really saying is that what is a tolda? A tolda is a tachlis of the av, without the tzura of the av. And for that reason, if you don't have kabana, right, litzorech a tachlis, so then there's no tolda. It's not a nafkamina. The Gemara said, "My nafkamina, you have to be master of Mishumahav." That's what Rishonim talk about, right? It has to be in the Mishkan. Chiluk Malachos, right? That's what they're searching for, right? But this is just means like what's a tolda, tachlis ha'av. If it's ein tzricha legufa, it's not tachlis ha'av. So it's just not there. Not nafkamina. Again, this is a little bit vulnerable. You could argue with this point. Let me say it this way. Because in the end of the day, a tolda, could still be tachlis ha'av, without it being kavana l'tachlis. Meaning, if the effect of the tolda, is consistent with the effect, of the av, you could still say it's a tolda. Let me say it this way. This is a very sharp answer, and I like it very much. But I don't think it's problematic. I don't think if you don't hold this way, let's say you could say it in other words, so why doesn't everybody hold like this authentic or misunderstood Ran? Does that challenge the idea that a tolda is the tachlis of the av? Right? But that's really all I'm trying to say. The answer is no. There's an additional assumption if this is really what the Ran or those Achronim meant. And that is that if the Hagdara is based on the Tachlis, then the Makshava part, right, is part of that. And that is an open question. The way that might really work, though, let me add, is that it may turn what is a Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa, right, into the equivalent or worse than a davar sheinu miskaven. Okay? In other words, what's the difference between a malach sheinu tzricha legufa and a davar sheinu miskaven? Again, we're finishing on Shabbos today, but this is a share?
Potentially, kavanah for the maaser is kavanah for the tachlis.
Yeah. who says it, or just obvious? No, more it's pretty obvious, I guess, the case is. But, well, it's obvious in one way, not in another way. I mean, broadly speaking, it seems obvious. Anybody know anybody who says it? So we can invoke some authoritative, aside from yourself, which is, you know, if you're, you know, phantom cousin had said it, would be a different story. But, you know, once you've said it, it's pretty, you know, we're satisfied. Anybody know? A very prominent participant in our shiur the last, you know, through the Doros. Rabbi Rambam. Do you know, are you guessing? Or either way, it's pretty good. I jog your memory. Okay. So the in the Rambam paskens that Melach Shem Tzricha Legufa is? Anybody? Chayev. Almost, you know, almost a lone voice in the Rishonim. Everybody practically. Paskens Melach Shem Tzricha Legufa is popular. But the Ram paskens Melach Shem Tzricha Legufa is Chayev. Anyways, so, you know, for him, the difference between Melach Shem Tzricha Legufa and Dov Shem Miskavein and Psik Resha, you know, which is Delonicha, these things are very, 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 even more acute for the Ram. Anyways, the Kesef Mishnah in Perek Aleph, of the Shabbos, Halach Avav, kind of, quotes of Avram and Rambam, something hahefresh sheish ben melachshen tzricha legufa ben psikresha v'leyamos. Okay, the gabe psikresha in a mechave in the melacha kolikay means by psikresha, you know, like the aruch. Ela shehi nasis behechreach kagom misha sagar pesach besa v'ayisham tzvi shu lo kivin l'shmir satzvi al shem melacha nasis behechreach. Avam melachshen tzricha legufa hu miskabein legufa melacha ela she'en a mechavein l'tachlisa. Miyasod harav of Avram HaChassid b'shem Aviv Adkan. Okay. So the Rajba in Perek HaBlazer Demila talks about Kotzeitz Baheres, also really formulates this idea that Dov Shein Miskavein is where you have no kavana to do the malacha, right? Whereas Dov Shein Tzricha Legufa, you have a kavana la malacha, but no lo the tachlis ha malacha. Anyways, the problem is that one man's tachlis, you know, is another man's, you know, kavana l'malacha. Not always. In let's say, I'm making up the numbers. In 80% of the cases, 90% of the cases, right, it's pretty easy to figure out the difference between kavana l'maisa and kavana l'tachlis. The problem is there are some malachos which are, you know, again, less tzura oriented and more, the tzura itself is defined by accomplishing the tachlis. And where that happens, right, the line between kavana l'tachlis and kavana l'malacha becomes quite blurred. And that becomes very challenging. So, for example, there are cases in the Gemara which, in one sugya, not too many, are called Dov Shein Miskavein, and other places Melach Shein Tzricha Legufa. And the Bali Tosfos already noted this, and sometimes they say, we don't really mean this. Right, the sugya in Krisus about Gacheles, Mechaba B'Gacheles, Davcha. Sugya in Ayin Hei and Shabbos, the Gemara talks about Bis'asei Keitzo Malacha, and the Bali Tosfos say, what does that mean? It really means Melach Shein Tzricha Legufa. Right? Meaning there are, linguistically, there are some confusions because intellectually and conceptually, you know, it's a fine line in certain cases. For example, we just had, you know, three examples of it, or two and a half examples of it, right? If you say that Disha requires Tzorech, you know, Ledavar Anidosh, because it's not separation. If I call it extraction, right, so then, you know, that's a different matter. If I say that, you know, either all kotzer needs to be tzorech ledavar aniktzar, or at least, you know, a confusing kotzer, or maybe kotzer be'etzin, right? So what otherwise looked like tachlis amalacha. For example, in Tosus Rid and in Shabbos and Ein Gimel Beis disagrees with Tosus. He says, no, the Gemara is over Tzarech Leitzim, it's only Aliba Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon argues. In Disha, we know it's an argument. Right? I was suggesting a minute ago, if you don't want to go as far as the Ran, maybe there's a difference between Disha and Mefarek regarding that. So, of course, this really comes to a head in particular with the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam paskins v'lokshen tzricha l'gufa is chayiv. And yet he holds that there are three cases, really two major, because two of them are 2a and 2b, where the Rambam seems to paskin v'lokshen tzricha l'gufa is potter. Anybody know these cases? Nothing? You learn Shabbos? He said you learn Shabbos. Huh?
Yeah.
Anybody?
Sod.
Sod, excellent. Sod, Kadesha lo yazik kenu, and Mapis Mursa. Yeah, there are really two Sod cases. So the Rambam in Perek Yud of Hilchos Shabbos. Okay, again, this is just to complete this point. Very good. Halacha Yud Zayin. Rambam says, "Amapis shkin b'shabbos kedei laharchiv piyamaka kedei shirof enosin miskavlin berfu laharchiv piyamaka chayev mishimaka bepatish shazui malachas harofe mifisa lahotzi menu alecha shabar is a mutter. If he doesn't want to make a pasach, then it's mutter." So the number one, the Ravid says, "Nuschachrina malachas, but is it boner or maka bepatish?" Either way, all the Nosa Kalim jump on this Rambam and they say, listen, this is a Gemara, we think it's fine, but you, with Perek Aleph, against everybody, Paskins, Mlokshen, Tzvich, and Gupa, Tzchayiv, how can you think it's fine? Right? It's Mlokshen, the Gemara calls it Mlokshen, Tzvich, and Gupa. Then later on, in the end of the Perek, the Rambam says, Ramashim, Hamazikin, Kigon, Nechashim, Akrabim, so the question is, why? After all, if you look at the Nosa Kalim, we're all troubled. That's Sad Nachash Shalo Yazikenu is called in the Gemara. Malach Shenet Tzricha Legufa. The Rambam should have passed on the Yochai. So the Magen Mishnah again. Here and the other Nosa Kalim, they really struggle. There's a famous, Chaim has a famous piece on this about Mapis Mursa and Perek Yud. That's his famous Aruch piece. There are different things that they say. Again, Chaim has the view that really the Rambam paskens like the Aruch. There's a tshuva from Simcha Zelig, Rieger, who was the Dayan of Brisk, and was very close to Reb Chaim. So, like in the when refrigerators first became popularized, so he wrote a tshuva about opening them up, that kind of stuff. And he said, well, everybody knows that we paskin like the Aruch because Reb Chaim in his piece proved that like the Rambam paskins like the Aruch. Wow, so we paskin like the Aruch. Oh, okay. Now you know, right? Reb Simcha, Zelig was like practically the only other person quoted in the whole Sefer, Kiddush Reb Chaim Alei Vel Rambam. And they were tight. Went in both directions. So, anyways, the point is that, what do you do with the Rambams? But probably the best thing to do, and it's not the steerer that what Reb Chaim says, but and I think this is what the Magen Mishnah is getting at, is that there are certain malachos that are defined, by their tachlis. Or at least the tachlis ad. So, for example, again, Mapis Mursa, the point may be, especially the Ram may be Lishitaso, and some of the Achronim Balatar say this, Nosekel. The Ram calls it Makav Patish. If there's any of the Malachos, that is tachlis oriented, right, it is Makav Patish. It's the least Surah oriented of anything. What is it? Gemar Malacha, Dabar Chashu, we talked, maybe it's the catch all of a broad. Dabar Chashuv, Isur Malacha, Kol Malacha of Shabbos. Certainly the effect and the goal is very much part of the defining aspect of it. That's A. And Tzad is another example. In other words, If I said to you, what is the nature, how to translate even the Malachas Tzad on Shabbos? So most people would say, well, I don't know, what would most people say? Well, maybe take a little bit of a survey. Adam? Tzad?
Trapping an animal.
Trapping. Anybody else? Aaron? Trapping. Okay. Robbie?
Depends if you're from Sagar Chopper.
Say again?
Depends if you're from Sagar Chopper or not.
Okay.
I'd be amazed if you like someone.
Yeah, okay. I mean, a lot of people would, but. What else? Trapping or?
Hunting.
Hunting? Good.
Capturing.
Is hunting have the same connotation as trapping? No. Let's get one more on the other side, just so we can make the point, you know, very clearly. What other word, but let's say on the other side of it?
Caging?
Yeah. Excellent. That's exactly. I wasn't going to say caging. You just your command of language is better. Than you know, I was going to say containing, but caging is even better. But the same thing. Okay. So the point is, that's restricting. Tzad is restricting movement. Caging, containing. Those are all the same thing. Right? Or again, what were the other two? Trapping and hunting? Yeah. Hunting is the most aggressive sounding of them all, right? Right? Trapping, you know, somewhere in between. The point is, if you're defending yourself, you know, from being attacked or bitten, would you call that hunting? A hunting connotation. Or even trapping? Probably not. You want to contain it. You want to restrict it. The point is, if aggressiveness or, you know, use of the animal, right? Hunting has like a sport connotation. Trapping has a, you know, again, super aggressive. Trapping has at least like, you know, you want to, you know, it's a mechanism of acquiring the animal. You're a zookeeper, right? And you want to build up your assets. So if you're like, you know, a sport hunter, that's one thing. And if you're a zoo collector, that's a second thing. If you're just like, you know, a little guy in the world, you know, trying to stay out of trouble, you know, but, you know, defending yourself, that's a third thing. So it sounds like the Rambam holds pretty clearly that this has nothing to do with Malach Shein Tzvicha L'Gufa. This is part of the Shein Malach. Anyway, why am I telling you all this? All this has to do with the question of Av and Tolda, and the question of Toldos of different Avos, obviously. But the whole idea of the Ran, or as that Ran was understood, that the Tachlis of every Tolda is part of the Shein Tolda, right? So I'm went into this to explain the following point. Let's say that's really true. I mean, don't most people, aside from like, you know, Tiferes Yisrael and others, you know, but most people do think that the Hagdara of a Tolda is the Tachlis and not the Tzura. So once that's true, why isn't this understanding, you know, of the Ran true according to everybody? Namely, if there's no Kabana, you know, there's no Kabana. The answer is because there's still Tachlis on Malacha. It's just a Kabana problem. Okay. So then why would that even be right for the Ran? So the answer is this point, and that is that if you take the view, right, that the Tolda is defined by Tachlis HaMalacha, so then if you don't have the Kavanas of Tachlis, it's not an Eino Tzricha L'Gufa problem anymore. It's very possible that it turns into an Eino Miskaven problem, or maybe even less than an Eino Miskaven problem. It's just you're not doing, part of doing the Malacha, right, is the intention or the expectation of what you want from it. You know, Eina Dome, hunting, right, to containing. You know, the aggressive posture with the defense. Okay. Anyway, that has to do, that is a great issue on the relationship of Av and Tolda. Good. Let's get back to just two other issues. I'm sorry it's taking so long, but we're basically at the end. I want to talk about Tziruf L'Shir and the Gzeres HaKasuv and Mitok. I think those are our last three things to talk about very quickly. So what's the story about Tziruf L'Shiur? Tziruf L'Shiur, Ezra? The what? Who talks about that? Well, Lichas Chinuch does talk about that in general. And what about specifically that being an issue of Avon Tolda? Our Rishonim here all the time, Shidim Gubetzes, or Rabbeinu Yechiel. You have it? Again, that's also quite... Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so
thank you. So the question is, what does he really mean by it? It's a little bit unclear. So the background is, in general, do we apply Siruf L'Shiur between different mice and malachos on Shabbos? So that you're totally right. That is a discussion in the Lichas Chinuch. Earlier, it's a discussion also in the Shittim Kubetzes and Krisos. The Lichas Chinuch himself was inclined to think that it may depend whether talking about Shigas Shabbos or Shigas Malacha. Two different malachos would be Mitztarev through Shigas Shabbos, but not through Shigas Malacha. That itself is Mechudash. There are those who disagree with him on all sides, on both sides. Some think that even, you know, even if it's Shigas Shabbos, there's no Tziruf. And others think, well, if there's going to be Tziruf, maybe there should be Tziruf, even Shigas Malacha. Again, the more you think that all the Avos are really part of one Shem Iser, and that the differentiation between them is smaller rather than greater, which is what the Lichas Chinuch felt. The Lichas Chinuch felt that Chiluk Malachos, as evidence from Yom Tov, right, is a Chiddush, you know, and that it doesn't mean that there are separate Shemos. This is also his view on Yedia Sachet, by the way. This again increases Tapiutes. Lichas Chinuch is very, very Lashitasa in all this. That frees much more open for Tzir of Lashir between love. Those who think that different Shemos also, or different Maisaveras even, right, are going to, you know, be mistayeg from this. They're, you know, going to recoil from that idea. On the other hand, right, there's also, we should also acknowledge there's another problem, and that is what we call the apples and oranges problem. Namely, one question is a conceptual question, whether or not you can bridge these two things, whether you can combine them together. The other is a question whether lemaisa they aren't apples and oranges, meaning, you know, even if they fit together on some level, but you just can't put them together. So Rabbeinu Yechiel here, we just don't know what he means fully. He uses the example of Otsa and Hachnasa. Otsa and Hachnasa, right, are not an apples and orange problem, clearly. I think one of the things that appeal to him. It's also true that Otsa and Hachnasa, right, are closer, you know, than other Avos HaToldos. Right, we know that, I mean, we encountered it in the comment of the Ramban on Tzadiv Amud Beis, when he's trying to explain why Dafka Hotza Achnasa is the breeding ground in Masechet Shabbos for these questions about Avos HaToldos. Right, he said, all Toldos are Tufel to the Av, but not Achnasa. Moreover, we also know that some people think Achnasa isn't even a Tolda. And if it is a Tolda, again, it's a singular Tolda. Or if it's only a Tolda because of Malacha Grua, things of that sort. So you don't have an apples and orange problem, and you also have just a closer, you know, Hotzon Achnos are closer to two Hotzos, you know, than other Avos and Toldas. But certainly, in the end, he seems to be worried about the apples and oranges issue in terms of replicating this. You know, but he seems to be saying that Avos and Toldos might be Mitztarif Lashir more than different Avos would. Right. Presumably, even in the case of Shigas Shabbos. So again, the more you think that Toldos are just Tachlis HaMalacha, and that Avos are also only just Tachlis HaMalacha, that certainly makes sense once you get past the apples and oranges. Even if the Av is Tzura, and the Tachlis is not, there's still more reason to combine, you know, Avos. Again, in terms of being one shame or, you know, and so on, there's certainly much more comparable. Even if the Tolda hooks up with the Tzura and creates, you know, something, you know, more independent. Again, it still comes from, it's still, you know, a member of the family. So I think it's an interesting perspective. He wants it as a nafkamina. Would Rabbi Eliezer believe in it? right? Similar to the Hasra question. Maybe yes, maybe not. Maybe that's Kufa, Rabbi Elazar's point. So that's one. The second thing to mention is the other Shita B'Kubetz, as Ezra saw it, about, right, I think that's a Marikatz. You see it? Do you need a Xeris HaKosov to teach you Toldos? Do you? What? Didn't see it? Anybody have the Josh Adam?
I know what he said.
Do you need it generally? Do you need a Xeris HaKosov? The world of Avos and Toldos is what we're talking about. We're talking about paradigms. You know, do Toldos come naturally, or do Toldos need a Xeris HaKosov? So what does he say? Abrami? Where? What needs, what doesn't need? Told needs a Xeris HaKosov. Where? Shabbos. Where not? What are we learning this year? Zikin. What? Yeah, who has a line? You have a line? Natan, go ahead. So that's obviously a very important question, right? Why did Toldos and Bava Kamma, right? Toldos and Zikin don't require Xeris HaKosov, but Toldos and Shabbos do. Okay, what's the answer? Well, is it a good comparison? So again, the basic idea, right? They weren't in the Mishkan, as we might have thought, that the Mishkan, so this is freeze this for a minute, meaning Tachos HaMelacha is not enough. It's not the common denominator. It's not what is Asur of the Av, because if it was, I mean, again, if not for the Xeris HaKosov, once you have the Xeris HaKosov, all bets are off. Let's just freeze this idea for a moment. We would have thought that the Tzura, right, is not something which is, you know, substitutable, which means that the Tachlis isn't the only Koveya, the common denominator, Koveya, right? A. And B, that you can't also create a new Tzura. Can't do Tolda Genesis, you know, from an Av. And therefore, only the Mishkan applies. Okay? But again, the keep going, well, that's what we would have thought. That's very important. Keep going. What's the second point? And then he says, for the example, Kihechi, or whatever that one. Oh, so that's very interesting. Is that comparable? We remind other malachos which are not chashuv in the Mishkan, mm-hmm. and therefore we should be memaid toldos? What do you think about that? Is that so obvious, Yoni? Not sure? No opinion? Hoodie? Again, you know, I woke you up in the middle of the night and I asked you, what do you think? You can't include, you know, there are only 39 of us malacha, and we don't include other cases, so we should also be Mamai told us. Yeah?
Seems like a stretch.
What?
Seems like a stretch.
Seems like a stretch. Right? Why? Because, again, exactly what the Tolda shares with the Av, the Taklus HaMalacha. Maybe the reason that the other Malachos are not in the Mishkan, he's not talking about Toldos now, otherwise it would be a tautology, right? He's saying Toldos don't follow from Avos because of the, you know, role of the Mishkan, you know, and you have to, you know, the Mishkan defined what is Chashuv and what is not. The Haraya, other Avos, other potential Avos are not included, right? Who are then the Toldos of the Avos? The answer is, if you were assessing right? Which is more likely, you know, to be a legitimate extension, right? More avos with different tachlios, presumably, right? Or more toldos. The answer is it's a wash, right? In terms of the tachlis hamalacha, you know, the toldos are chashivos. They're chashivos. The tachlis is chashiv. In terms of the tzura, right? Maybe there you understand, you know, that number 40 and 41, again, like let's say we assume what we did was, we have a you know, a gilui, you know, Xeris HaKasu, that there are 39 avos malacha. We know also that we have to pick, let's say, from the Mishkan, right? So we rank, you know, the first 39 chashuvim. That's what it sounds like is going on in the Marikat. By the way, the Marikat here is okay with the other Marikats, right? About Gara and so on, right? Yeah? Right? About the Rashi and the comparison to Zoroboro Merake. The point is you rank them, is the top 39. And that means not Sochet? Or it means not Shoved Umedakdek, or let's say Shovedak, let's say some other, you know, separate, not a Tolder, not something that qualifies as a Tolder. Otherwise, it's tautology. Very fascinating. Again, what the Xeris HaKasuv is in the end, that's a different story. So this just should be, you said Sochachov before? Ah. Okay. So there's a very interesting, I mean, there's a Tosis in Bechoros on Chafei Amud Aleph. This can be 5 minutes because we have to finish. We'll do Taros and start the Zikin on Tuesday. But the Tosis in Bechoros on Chafei Amud Aleph. Tosis talks about the sugya there in Bechor is about Bechor, about the Isur Giza of a Bechor, and whether or not Tolesh is like Gozes, Lagabe a Bechor, a Korban Bechor, right? The Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam Omer Shochet is a Bechor, Osamakam Bekofitz, Mikana Mikan is the Mishnah on Chavdal and Odeis, Tolesh Asa Seyar, Ubilvad, Shaloya Zizenu Mimakomo, Kain Tolesh Asa Seyar Liro Osamakam Amum. So the Gemara goes back and forth, like, is this a problem? This, you know, Talisha is a problem or not? So the Gemara discusses, tries to bring a raya from Shabbos. The Gemara says, Mesuch raya den Azaisa, remember? Asur laduke biyom ataba, appears here as well. So the Gemara says at one point, the Tolesh lav hainu gozes? Atanya, Tolesh is a kanaf, a komt of a marto, chayv gimuchatos. Right, v'amar esh lakish tolei chayv mishum gozes. Okay, so Bali Tosis on that make the following comment: Tema ma'u maksha afagav de linen bechor lo mechayv mishum lo tigos gizav avoda linen Shabbos esh lachayv mishum tolei de gozes kakol oker davar megidula bebalei chayim k'mochulin hoshid yada lemei imo dildel. Basically, Tosis is trying to show that the Hagdara of Gozes is very expansive in Shabbos because of the Talmud, right? It includes other things. Any Oker Dabra Megidulo, whereas in Bechor, right, it's limited to Gozes. V'chein Kituf, Chayim b'Shabbos Mishum Tol de Kotzer, V'chein Tolish Min HaMechubar, Avagav the Kituf linen Katsira, Kodem laOmer, in a different category, Katsira saOmer, before Zmano, Lo Mechayiv, Ulinin Leket, the Perikoratius Agez, also, Yevam Frishnach and the Parachahad, Amrita, the Tolish Koshiv, Kalachar Yad, Avanicha, Tosa, I don't understand the Sugya, and he doesn't answer it. I don't understand the Sugya at all. If the Gemara was saying, oh, this is a Mishuna, it's Kalachar Yad, it's a Shinui, that's a common denominator. But if they're saying, they're implying that what is Gozes, a Tolda de Gozes of Shabbos should be Gozes le'inyan Bechor, that's not so poshut. It seems like there's an expansive Hagdara, you know, of Tolda in Tolda to the Av in Shabbos, and that doesn't apply, not in Gozes for Karbanos, and not in Kotzer for Katsira, not in Leket. Right? This is perfect. Right. Tosis leads up to Tzarchi. So the Eglital in his in Malachas Ofer, right? Sif Yud. Okay, Malachas Ofer. Sif Katan Chaf Beis says the following. Okay, he's talking about, because again, this is a, you know, what is considered Ofer? Kli Rishon, you know, Kavush, Shalosh, all these kind of things. V'yeshla Ayin, v'had d'chulin, kuf d'alot or beis, had d'asur chachamin l'halos al shulchan basar m'gibina. Right? You're not allowed to have basar m'gibina on the same table. G'zem Hashem, g'zer Hashem yochel, mak shashas, inam yochel tzon, tzonein b'tzonein. Who? Right? V'leik eli sur d'abana, in gozer nod halah. Mishani gzeira shamiyala beilfas roseach. You'll throw it into a steaming, a boiling pot. Maksha sof sof klisheni in a mabasho. Ela shamiyala beilfas risha. Umavuar. The kli rishon the basa machalav is daraisa. Apparently, if you're mabasho through a kli rishon, that's daraisa and basa machalav. Viyomis the bishabas is rak tolda the mabasho. If it's only a tolda, Kli Rishon on Shabbos asks the Egloi Tal, Me'aroi Shabbosom Cholav Loyeh Asa Daraisa Klau, Kein Shakatsu Tosu Bechoris Chafayim and Alev Betolish Kachim, the Lav Hainu Gozes, the Bishabbos Alev Tolda the Gozes, the Kein Kitum, right, and so on. Im Kein Ma Dechoshu Bishabbos Rak Tolda, the Mevashel Me'aroi Shabbosom Cholav the Asa Menatora. Right? Again, there's a lot of room for answer. The point I'm trying to make is, what is the status of Toldos and Shabbos, right, vis-a-vis other areas of Halacha? Right, Katsira, Geziza, right, now we're talking about Basa B'chalav, right? So you totally understand that the more we think that a Tolda, you know, is a natural extension and doesn't need Xeris HaKasuv, right, the easier, you know, it is to mid Hilchos Shabbos, Nishma, you know, to call it Torah Kula. The more we think that it's, you know, some sort of told to Genesis, you know, the more difficult that is. Or if we think, really, what I would have said was, there are areas of halacha which depend, which are more heavily dependent upon the effect, the consequence, right? And there, the toldos, you know, are a natural extension of avos. Probably Nezikin is a good example of that. And there are areas of halacha where there's a much more formal iser, maisavera, where the tzura matters much more. In Hilchos Shabbos, you know, it might have been one. It turns out that it's also a bit of, or totally, or exclusively, or also the other. Not so simple. But this is exactly what, exactly what he says. Efshar despir le kadasa tosvas marikat suva b'shidum kabetzis bava kama. Hadiyesh told us la'arba avos hazikin. After the Shabbos Tzorech Kra, the Achas Mehino b'Nezakin Leika Kra. Now, Korchot the Mitzvarahu, it came the Shabbos Lomali Kra l'Rabbos Toldos. Tiras the shiny Shabbos to be Mishkan Garminon, Abamina the boy Dafka Shei Mamish Kamo b'Mishkan. The Al Kain the Basa B'Cholav Yeshomer the Mitzvarachai b'Kli Rishon b'Shem Tolda Kamo b'Nezikin. Right, it's turning everything on its head. Right, meaning maybe Basa B'Cholav is like Nezikin. You know, and shiny Shabbos because of the Mishkan. Whereas Tosus is saying the other way, you know. But I don't think there's really a steer at all, to be honest. I think the answer is the more, I think there's a difference maybe, but you know, the more you focus on, you know, particular Maisa and its stature, or just Maisa itself as a Hagdara, right, the more told us is Mechudash. And the more you think the category is about, you know, the effect, you know, that's a different story, you know, completely. Okay, so the final one I just wanted to mention is the Mitok, which we talked about a little bit before. Yeah.
even if poles are an extension of the others, I don't understand how that alleviates the need for Xeris HaKasuv. The Kamari Kass, the whole point is that you wouldn't have extended Shabbos at all.
If not for the Xeris HaKasuv.
Right. That you would have thought, it's just limited to these 39 activities.
So we don't know what the Kamash Malan is. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, why would, what is he proving from that?
Yeah.
It depends what the Kamash Malan is. That's kind of what I was trying to say.
I know, but he's, okay, so he's reading the Kamash Malan as an Anachanami, told us have nothing to do with
it. Yeah. That's what he's saying. He's saying,
there's no riot now.
Shabbos is very mitzumtam, even the halacha. Even once we introduce toldos. Not that once we introduce toldos, you know, but I think that that is a little bit l'shitaso, again, when he compared it to Zohar Bora Merakeid. And also, just even here, as I say, why do you assume because we limit other avos that we should limit the toldos? If the yichus of the tolda is the fact that it's effect-oriented and it's at the same time. That was a question I was asking against Marikat. So, in a sense, it sounds like you think everything is Torah-oriented. Right? That doesn't have to be the maskot of the Xeris HaKasa. So he might be right, you know, I don't know. I'm not sure about that. But I basically agree with you. Yeah. So the final one I wanted to mention was, let me talk. So Tosis in Shabbos asked this famous question, you know, why isn't Boneh Mutar B'Yom Tov, since Megabein is a tolda of Boneh? So you should say, just like Megabein making cheese on Yom Tov should be Mutar because of Mitoch, right? So too, Mitosh Hutra Megabein, Hutra Boneh. Okay. I think I already mentioned the suggestion, you know, that I think I saw it, if I check again. If not, I made it up. What's that?
There.
It is there. You found it?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Where was it? In the Meromei Sada?
Hamek Sheila Nun.
Oh, the Hamek Sheila Nun.
Yeah.
Okay, so that should be put out. He does say what I said. Yeah. That on Yom Tov, maybe they told of Yom Tov is different than told of Shabbos. And again, I think that's a critical point about Shabbos and Yom Tov, obviously, but also, again, about Ovos and Toldos. Meaning, because the more in Yom Tov, Chiluk Melachos doesn't exist. So anyway, number one, I would say two things about Yom Tov to explain the mitzvah. So it's Shilta Nun.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Two things. Number one is that Kivo Shavas Mikol Malachto Shabar Lekim La'asos, you know, the theme of the day, which is why it's Chayv Misa, why it's Chiluk Malachos, and everything else about it, you know, makes the Misa itself intrinsically Asur. But, you know, Yom Tov, like a super chalamoid in a way, is more about, you know, not being appropriate for the avira sayom, or the spirit of the day, the ruach hayom. And in that sense, you know, the malachos, you know, are more hechetimtzis of a single idea, malachas avoda, and therefore even the toldos, you know, are understood in a different way. So in a way, the toldos are more generic. The avos are even more generic. You're not likely as much to say mitoch. Maybe megabein isn't even a tolda of boneh on Yom Tov at all. It's a different kind of thing. Whereas, okay, that's one. But the other point, of course, is that the assumption of the question is that you can say a reverse avon tolda and mitoch. Right? It's like the question of, you know, can you be masre? You know, if you have to be masre, more specifically, can you be masre an av mishum tolda? Right? Maybe you could if they're all the same, and it's just a tachlis. But maybe dafka can't, you know, because it's just a derivative. Right? So here too, you know, the assumption, you know, that because the tolda is heterochol nefesh, that redefines the av as mitoch, gives a lot of stature to the tolda. It just may not be true. Maybe it's just a tachlis, or just a, you know, a tachlis that generates a new tzura and an inferior one of that. And then, you know, that's not going to be a basis for saying mitoch. Okay, so we'll stop with that. Let me just say one thing about tumma before we start, just what you should be thinking about. So the next line of the Gemara, we're not going to read it, is about, you know, Tumos not being Kiyotan. This is just what I want to talk about briefly next time, and then we'll talk about the Avos, Nezikin, and Tosis Nezikin. And Tosis asks this question, isn't there an exception, Kher Horei Kuchal? Okay? The truth is, they could have asked the question about, you know, other cases of Tumah too. For example, Josh?
Other. I
think that Adam. I'm not so sure about Adam. I mean, Adam, who's Nitma, you mean?
Touches
the mace. Okay, well, no, but he's an Avatoma. He's not the Avi Avosatoma. The Kli that touches the mace is also in certain Dina of an Avi Avosatoma. I don't think that. But let's say, why not ask the question about Zav and Mishka Bazav? right, for example. And it highlights a certain point, and that is, the real question is, what makes Tumah different, completely different than Shabbos and Nezikin, as we already noted, is the fact that in Nezikin and in Shabbos, we're talking about categories, right? We're talking about paradigms. But in Tumah, when we talk about Avos and Toldos, we're not talking about rubrics, like what does this, you know, how is this classified? We're talking about, in most cases, an actual dilution in the intensity of the connection to the source Tumah. We're talking about a development, essentially, right? A Vlada Tumah, or a Sheni, or a Shlishi, whatever they are, refer mostly, there are some exceptions, especially on a Drabbanan level, mostly they refer to the process, you know, the diluted process of contact with this metame, right? So if you contact the tuma directly, that's the av, right? And then if the contactee, you know, contacts something else, so it's a second level contact or a third level contact, and so on. So that's a totally different story. The question is, does it matter? When we talk about Tumah, are we really talking about conveying the source Tumah, you know, to the next level, meaning a diluted, you know, transmission? Are we talking about transmission? Or are we talking also about a category? Meaning, it's not really the case, or not fully the case, that when I touch an Ava Tumah, you know, and then I touch, let's say, a Mashke, you know, so now the Mashke, you know, has a second level, you know, contamination, we'll call it, you know, to make it physical for the moment, you know, from the original Tumah. That's contaminated as, you know, as the bridge, right? But it's you know, a little less contaminated, like a disease, like a communicable, you know, disease, right? Is that really what's happening? Or is it that the direct contact with the disease has a status now, right? It becomes a shame Tumah. And as a shame Tumah, you know, it has its own properties of being metame. So it's not that it transmits the source Tumah, the contamination, you know, albeit in a secondary fashion. It's just that it itself is a secondary Tumah, which is metame. But all of the Tumah Shlishis, let's say, is getting, or Shanis is getting, is really contact from the Davar HaRishon, you know, HaMistame. Ah. So that matters a lot in terms of even discussing the relationship of Toldos of Tumah. If you say it that way, it's much closer, if it matters, to Nezikin and to Shabbos. Okay. So we'll talk about that for a couple of minutes. But again, we're not going to discuss all of the Tumah, don't worry. And then I just want to speak specifically about Iker of Chalal, maybe for a second about Mishkav Atzal. There are a few other examples of that as well, because in the question that I'm raising now, which is whether or not the, call it the Hishtal Shalut of the Tumah, the, you know, the path that it takes, you know, from the source contamination, looking at it as a communicable, you know, Tumah disease, or looking at, you know, just the gradations as just different, you know, status or stature of Tumah, obviously could be Mechavik, you know, between different, you know, Toldos or different, you know, developments, you know, in Tumah itself. And in particular, Tosis, by asking the question, why isn't Cherav Arei Kachalal an example of Kiyotzebo, the Toldos of Tumah, Tosis is really testing two things. Number one, factually, are there any discrepancies, you know, between Cherav Kachalal and its source? You know, but B, probably this question, namely, if we look at Cherav Kachalal, right, as you know, a superconductor, you know, which Joey's going to explain to everybody, you know, transmitter. In other words, it transmits without losing any of the intensity, you know, of the source. Yeah? That is correct, right? Okay. Then then the Kyotsebo question is very much alive. Right. But if the question is more, you know, whether, you know, Cherev Kecholol, you know, is a metame betoras Cherev Kecholol, not because it's actually superconductively, you know, transmitting the original Tumah, then the whole thing is not really Kyotsebo. It's a chalos of Cherev Kecholol. So just very briefly, I want to, you know, talk about that, and then move on to the main topic, you know, the mazikim and the toldos, and starting that whole massive discussion. Okay.